A national conference on data protection with a focus on what it calls real-world data protection issues and cybersecurity horror stories gets underway in Dublin Castle today. Max Schrems will be one of the speakers. He's an Austrian lawyer and the founder of Europe versus Facebook. Max, good morning.
Good morning.
What will you be talking about in Dublin today and over the next few days?
I'm mainly going to talk about enforcement of privacy that I think is one of the biggest problems we have right now in Europe, because we're happily talking about privacy and data protection, but the reality is that very little happens in reality. So we do see that there are laws, but they're not properly enforced in most of the European countries. We're usually more engaged in pointing fingers to the U.S. than really doing a lot. And that's usually what I talk the most about, because I think it's the most pressing issue right now.
We were one of the first European countries here to appoint a data protection commissioner. How do we fare compared to the rest of Europe, in your view?
I don't know about the new data protection commissioner. There used to be Billy Hawkes, the old data protection commissioner.
Helen Dixon,
we were
now, yes.
Working on with him for about 3 years, and that was... seriously troublesome, let's put it that way.
Why?
I think generally Ireland is internationally seen as more of like the kind of privacy avoidance place you go to if you don't want to stick to the laws too much, which may change now. We see that the government has put in many more people on the job. We had the trouble in our case that we're not even allowed to see the evidence of cases. We're not even allowed to see, in our own case against Facebook, the submissions of the other party. And for 3 years, we didn't even get a decision. That was practically impossible to enforce anything, which is the reason why we moved out of Ireland with our claim and then went to an Austrian court where we filed a class action recently against Facebook with right now 25,000 people.
You're still involved in that action, of course. I should point out, and you did point out there, the office here has had its budget allocation almost doubled this year. It is hiring more staff, and as I said, we were one of the first countries to appoint a data protection commissioner. You're still involved in that action against Facebook. For many people listening this morning, data protection, you know, it sounds like a very vague issue for them, and yet lots of people were asked in recent months for their PPS numbers to sign up to pay for Irish water. They don't have to do that now, and many parents being asked to submit a lot of information on their children to schools, which is going to be kept for up to 30 years. Should people be worried about stuff like this, or should they just trust the authorities that they've been asked for information? It's for a good reason.
It really depends. There are a lot of different issues where on the table on privacy stuff. There's government surveillance, where I think the biggest trend right now is that we have private companies taking up the data and the government is then taking it after that. For these like really Irish issues about different numbers, I'm really not the expert to talk about. I think overall we do have the problem that a lot of what's happening is happening in the background. So in our case, for example, we're looking mainly at Facebook, which is just one company of many. We could have looked into any other as well. Where we do have a front end where a lot of things just look very reasonable. But if you then look at the back end of what's happening with the data in the background, you see that there's a totally different picture. And that's a part that the general public usually doesn't see.
Okay. Max, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you short. And apologies, it was such a short interview. It's almost 9 o'clock. But thank you very much for speaking to us today. Max Schrems, that's founder of Europe versus Facebook, 9 o'clock.